Paddy, you're the type of fella then, even though you're supposed to, you could say you're retired, but you never ever stop working. You still have your own workshop, which I saw the first day I came here, and I can see it from here even.
Aye.
But like, you do a lot of work of every type, Paddy.
I do a lot of puttery there at old tractors and one thing and another. I wouldn't be a mechanic now.
But you still build.
I just do my own thing, you know.
And right now you're building wee carts, you said?
Building carts, aye. Making one for the park down here. One
right.
For
so can it, they're more ornamentation, like your.
Oh, that would be. Yeah. Some of them you could use one of them now. The one that goes into the cart park for holding flowers. You could, if you had a donkey, you could yoke the donkey.
Oh, it's the size of a cart.
Aye.
Donkey cart.
Aye. So I have one of my own down there that I just took down for show to the vintage thing every year. A few tractors I take down there too, you know. I have one up here in Alice Chalmer, and I have a couple of great tractors, diesels, and I have a couple of majors, and I have a Davy Brown, you know.
So even building the cart, Paddy, you'd even make the wheels, would you? Like your
cart? I started now doing the wheels, and I never made a wheel in my life, but I rummed a wheel now, and I'm building two horse cart wheels. I'm making two, rumming them in the new, you know. Getting the timber cut with Robert McMahon in Trenta. He is the only man maybe in Donegal has a saw or a, you know, the way of cutting, you know. And he cuts ash, oak or anything at all, you know, cuts in these different woods here, and he cuts in Glenara, and he'll cut in different places, you know. Very good man,
yeah.
Powerful altogether. And he says to me, he says, I suppose, he says, there's no man at this work on any place, only myself, because he's working at it himself. He couldn't insure nobody, you know. But he has the planting, he has the whole thing, and he organised that all himself. I was telling him, I come up here with a load of timber to your father when he was cutting here with a water wheel. And that's a brave while ago. And, he says, the water wheel, he says, never was a great success. He says, it lacked in power, he says. And even when my father was cutting, he says, he told me he had to get an engine too to cut, you know. The water wheel was all right, sure. I suppose it wouldn't be.
Yeah, powerful enough. But would he have a special saw though now?
Oh, yes, he has two big deep bandsaws that cuts that way.
Right.
And then he has a circular with inset teeth in it.
He had no problem then.
But no problem, he could cut you anything, you know. And he would spend all day with you, you know, that type of a man telling you and all that, you know.
He has time.
Very interesting.
He makes time.
Aye, and see, when that man's gone, that'll be the end of the sawing area in Donegal.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
And very interesting man, and he'll show you the whole ins and outs of the whole thing, because it's worth a tipping too.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You know, it's worth a tipping.
Yeah.
And if you had the way of photographing the whole thing, it'd be very interesting.
Would be worth videoing even, yeah.
That would, surely.
Paddy, I was looking that day, I was in your workshop too, you have an old thrashing mill.
That's right, Dad.
And you bought it and you're repairing it, is that
right? Redoing it in the new again.
Yeah. One side that I was looking at was done.
That mill was bought in the 60s, the time of that. There were a storm here called Debbie.
Mm.
And it would be in the 60s, the early 60s. And it was a man called Sammy McCloy bought it in Armagh at Annabella. And he says, they bought it in Armagh, and he says he took the Bella down. I think he took the mill down first, and then he took the baler down. He took the baler down after a jeep, and he took the mill down after the tractor. And but he didn't say much he gave for it now. But anyway, Sammy bought the whole plant, but I went up with him just to get the dates of him, because I was going to put that on it and put on Davy Gallagher's name, the man who bought the mill off, and all, you know, the old history, and put it on the side of. So when I bought the mill of Davy, Davy's dead this 2 years, an old man, and I went, I think he asked 700 or something for it, and I says, that's okay, I'll take it. I says, no good in chopping or talking about it. I says, that's the end of the story. And we took it around on the 12th of July, that following July. I pumped the wheels and I got a man to go around, and we left here at 3 o'clock in the morning. We were back again at 6, report Salon. And so there were only two in Donegal, two Alan Mills, the same, another man outside Letterkenny, and that one. But we're in Aberdeen, so had a lot of work to it, but a lot of work to be done yet to it, you know.
But it's taking shape though, Paddy.
Oh, that's right, yeah. It's a good shape, but a lot of new timber in it, but the axles was all rotten in it, and the machinery they had before this, no man took pride on iron into it, just darned and nailed a bit of a board here, nailed a bit of a board there, there's no such thing as washing them out or cleaning them or nothing, you know. It's the same with tractors, they never took no care of anything. It's the same with the horses too and the harness, they threw the harness on the state that they were maybe going to work with maybe in a week or two after. The whole thing, fishy and neck collar and all that, the whole thing went lost, you know.
How old would that mill be, Paddy?
That mill would be, she was built in 38 or 39. It's on the axle of the stump of the axle.
And there's very few of them to be found now.
Very few, you get them, you know, and they're in very bad shape, you know, rotten, you know. But if we had got anyone to fix that old mill or do it up, you know, it would cost you a fortune, you know.
It would, yeah.
It wouldn't hardly pay you, you know. No. It's only just for vintage work.
But you like doing that type of work. Yeah,
and it's inside, you see. Mm. It's inside, and you can always spend a couple of hours now and again at it, you know. But otherwise, it wouldn't pay you at all, you know. It's just interesting.
Paddy, I've taken up your time again, and maybe cut today and give you a break to go back to your work again. And
well, any time at all, you can give me a shout next week if you're about.
I will be.